All right, my friends, welcome back. Objective ethics. All right, what does objective ethics has to do with finding out truth? And for an aside, for some of us, objective ethics had a lot to do with how we avoided the jab. For some, they didn't need to go past this point.
Right.
Yeah. And so let us consider it now. Objective ethics is rooted in creation metaphysics, helomorphic anthropology, and a realistic epistemology. So it's kind of, you got to get one, two, three, and now we're here to four. The object, not the subject, determines the rightness or wrongness of something. Objective ethics is one of accountability and accuracy. A subjective ethics is one where a person is not responsible for their acts. An objective accounting of ethics might have extenuating circumstances for acting, but it does not fully dismiss the person from the responsibility of knowing what is true or good. The object, the other person, by the subject, me, sets what I should do.
Right.
Should I lie? It might be advantageous for me to do so, but right. The other people are owed the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion kills an innocent human person. That is the other. That is the object. Regardless of what benefit that abortion may come back to me. And that's what I said at the beginning. Right. You know, the jabs were derived from abortion, and those having objective ethics would reject that. Relativism, by contrast, is that anything goes because good or bad is set by the subject. It's an interior measure, not an exterior one. The subject decides the ethics. Subjectivism goes even further in that all that anyone knows is what is good for them. One cannot get to the other person because of one's own consciousness. That kind of goes back to realistic epistemology. We're all just trapped in our own consciousness.
Right.
Conventionalism is the philosophy that the culture sets the ethics. It is how we've always done something, and so society should always do that way. With our destination to truth before us, four guideposts to illumine our journey, and in the company of good friends of goodwill, let us consider the major philosophy. This is the part to Sarah. It is an arduous and perilous task. Education is, but it's worth the reward.
Right.
It's worth
absolutely. You know, I mean, the people on, you know, and I will use the term left and right, right, just because we don't have any other dividing element. But those who either negate the importance of the body, and then overemphasize the importance of the soul, or overemphasize the pleasure of the body and under, you know, emphasize the eternal nature of the soul. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. You know, they want you to treat them as an object, and they want themselves to treat themselves as the subject. So morality for them is when you treat them as they want to be treated, And when they treat themselves as they want to be treated, and they treat you the way they want to treat you, right? It's a mockery of what we have here in terms of authentic ethics, where that objective reality of the need of the other has to be a binding step or a binding element of our own tendency towards a gratuitous hedonist pleasure seeking, right? That concupiscence that is within man since he had initially rejected to follow or to be obedient to God's command, right? We now struggle with this desire to do. We might know what we ought to do, but we don't have the will. The will does not follow the intellect anymore.
It's true.
And so the only way that we can put a restraint on ourselves is to look to the other first.
That's right. It's very much so.
But the problem is, right, but that's what I'm saying. But the problem with them, though, is that they would say, yes, fine, look to me first. So I want to be called a man, even though I'm a woman, right? So they refuse to, they'll take what you give them, but they will not, in turn, really assent to the truth of what you're saying. They'll speak the language that you're using, right? But again, not defining the terms as they need to be defined.
Good. So I propose two practical applications here. First, since we're talking about education, curriculum. And the parents need to review the curriculum of their children, which is their right and duty. And it's imperative that the children receive an education. Indoctrination, as we all know, is very hard to remove later in life. And I have to say, one of the positives in some areas is that parents are showing up to Board of Education meetings. They are much more engaged in curriculum, critical race theory. I forget who in our area was all over that. Mm-hmm. So it is true, we have been dumbed down for so many decades in so many ways. Okay. But we don't need to stay there. And some good parents are really taking it, and not just parents, grandparents are going in, single people, you know, they realize the children are the future of society.
Right. Yeah, curricula is essential, but part of the problem that we have in modern American life is that we have assented to the belief that nothing should be expensive. Nothing should be costly. I should be able to get everything that I want for free. And so consequently, what ends up happening, especially now that we have this ridiculous absurdity of a national education department, right? That oversees all of the education in every single state. And then thereby tries to implement regs and norms. All that they have succeeded in doing is making everybody live by the curricula that has been chosen by some of the most liberal and left states. So California, you know, in general, the old moniker was, whatever California studied 2 years ago, you're going to study today, right? Because they have the monetary power to run the books. They have the monetary power to control the questions. You know, and now you have national exams, the PSAT and the ACT and different exams like that. And so now you have created whole curricula based upon teaching to the test, which means that every single year you can advance an agenda by exam.
That's true.
And that's what they've been doing. They've been very, very successful at it. And really, it's one of the few things, one of the few glimmers, I think, of the whole COVID period was when parents actually saw what was passing for their children's education because they were doing it at home in front of them.
That's correct. And they got an eyeful. They got a real eyeful. Maybe we can pick up a few other aspects within the educational model. And so I know, okay, I see we're right at the time. So let's table this, and we'll pick up. We're continuing with modes of truly educating ourselves and our children versus indoctrinating. Till the next time, fide sabrachio.